Today's daf is Becharos daf Nun Ches. We left off on daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We finished the Mishnah. We're up to the Gemara. So today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And we again thank him very, very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. We are again holding on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah mentioned that there are three different shitos as to what the three grunos are for Maaser Behema, the three times a year that we're going to be mafresh Maaser Behema. So we're going to discuss today why specifically there are three times, and why specifically these three times of the year, and we're going to explain each of the three shitos as to what those three times of the year are, what each of those shitos are based on. Then the Gemara is going to explain the opinion of Ben Azai, who had said that you're mafresh those animals that are born in Elul separately, separate from the animals born before and separate from animals born after. And the Gemara is going to discuss, what do you do if you have five animals that were born in Av, five in Elul, and five in Tishrei? So you know you're for sure chayv in Maaser Behema, but you don't know which way. What do you do with the chiyuv in such a situation? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is just going to discuss the basic procedure for Maaser Behema. How do you count them out? How do you identify which one is your Maaser Behema? The Gemara is going to talk about how to lure them out of the pen as you're counting them. Can you push them along? Is there some way to put something in their path that you're going to be able to lure them with? And then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether Maaser Behema works even if you didn't count them. Can Maaser Behema work even without an actual counting, just by estimating or by knowing? I know that I have 100 animals in here, so I'll just take 10. So is that going to work for Maaser Behema? So let's begin. We're holding on daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and we are at the beginning of the Gemara. So says Gemara, Maishna Tlas. Why were we dafka koveya three different times for Maaser Behema? Amra Barshila Lekavel Churfei Va'afli V'Kaitei. Because there are behemos that give birth early before Pesach. There are behemos that give birth a little later between Pesach and Shavuos, and there are those that only give birth between Shavuos and Sukkos. So we were misaking three different times. Churfei are the behemos that give birth early, and so we want to do a Maaser Behema for that, that slew of animals that were born at that time. Afli are those that are very late to give birth, and that's the pros Shavuos, and Kaiti are those that are all the way at the end of the summer, and that's pros Chag Hasukos. Maishna v'hani zimni, but why dafka these specific zmanim for the Maaser Behema? So Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Bered Rabbi Chiya, Ish Kfar Akko, Kedei Shtei Behema Mitzuya, Lo Ole Regalim. We want to take care of the Maaser Behema just before the three regalim, so that people who own animals will keep their animals around, will not sell them, will not shech them until they're going to take their maisos from them, and that way, that way there will be enough animals available for people who need to be ol regal. See, if they were to do the Maaser Behema too early, then right after the Maaser Behema, people will already start shechting and selling them, and by the time it comes to the pre-Yontif rush, when people are going to get their meat prior to right before Yontif, there's not going to be sufficient meat left to buy. And even though the Mishnah said, our Mishnah said that even before your Mafresh Maaser, before the Shas HaGoren, you're allowed to sell the animal, you're allowed to shech the animal, but people didn't do that because people would much prefer to do a mitzvah with their property, with their money, and then they'll sell it and they'll eat it. So if the people have the option of shechting or selling their animal right now, or first doing a mitzvah of Maaser Behema and then shechting or selling it, they'd much rather first do the mitzvah of Maaser Behema, and that way they'll get the mitzvah and they'll still be able to enjoy the animal, still be able to enjoy the meat. So that's what we assume people would be interested in doing. Meaning, you don't, and Rashi pointed, you don't lose anything from this mitzvah because the meiser is brought by the bailim. The kohen doesn't have any chelik in it. It's just the chelik and the dam that you makriv on the mizbeach. But the bailim gets to eat all of the meat of the Maaser Behema in Yerushalayim, just like a din of a carbon shlamim. So since he doesn't lose anything by it, so we assume he'd much rather do the mitzvah because it doesn't cost him anything. So Yontif raises the question, what do you mean it doesn't cost him anything? The Emurim, they would have been mutter by Anah. The Aliyah and the Yoseres HaKaved are mutter, would have been mutter even by Achila. Chalila. So now he's not going to be able to get Hana from the Emorim. He's not going to be able to eat those parts that are brought in the Mizbeach. So Tosyantiv explains that Nichalei L'kayim Mitzvah B'Monei, when the Hefsid is a Hefsid Muat, when you're only going to lose very little, you'd still prefer to do the Mitzvah B'Mamonei. Rashi writes, Mitzvah L'Hisaser Dilei Osher. Now there's another reason why he Dafka wants to do the Mitzvah of Maisa Behema. Rosh Hashanah explains that Aser Ta'aser, we darshan Aser, Bishvil Shetasasha, the Gemara Shabbos Kofiutas, that when you take maestros, it's a school for Ashirus. People love a school for Ashirus. So even though they're going to lose out a little bit, they don't view it that way. They view it as a tremendous gain, because it's going to be a great school for Ashirus. So for those reasons, even though you can't make a chazaka, that Nichle Elinish Shlov Mitzvah B'Monei, when it means that the person is going to lose out, either you say the loss is minimal over here, or that the gain is going to outweigh the loss, the material gain, forget about the spiritual gain, the material gain is going to outweigh the loss because why do we call Hafrashas Meiser Goren? Because it makes the behemos like Tevel, meaning once that time comes and you haven't been Mafresh Meiser Behema, so then the animals are Aser of Bishchita Ba'achila until you're Mafresh Meiser Behema. Now this chazaka of Nichle Elin Shlav Mitzvah B'Monei is a chazaka that appears primarily in the sugya in the first part of Masechet Pesachim, where the Gemara talks about the idea of someone renting out a house that is supposed to be Becheskas Baduk, it's supposed to have Bedikas Chametz already done, but then you show up to the house to the rental and there was no Bedika done, so do we assume that it's a Mekach Tov? So the Gemara says no, because Nichle Elin Shlav Mitzvah B'Monei, a person is very happy to pay for his own Bedikas Chametz because he preferred to do the mitzvah on his own, to do the mitzvah with his own money. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's most prominent in the very beginning of Aruch Chaim, in Siman Yud Dalid, where the Shulchan Aruch writes that you're allowed to be misatef betaliso shel chavero without ever asking rishus. If you come into shul and you see a talis lying around, you're allowed to use it without asking rishus. You can even make a bracha, as long as if you found it folded, you fold it back up. And the reason is, because nichle elin shalav mitzvah b'monei. And the Rama says, same is true for tefillin, you're allowed to borrow someone's tefillin without rishus as well. We assume that everyone's very happy to do it. However, says the Rama, you're not allowed to borrow svarin shalom midaito of the person who owns it, because the person who owns it sometimes is very particular about his svarim, that they may rip, and that's going to be a costly loss, so he's not interested in lending out his svarim. So the Aruch HaShulchan already makes the ha'ara that's really dependent, that this is one of those halachas that change over time. Not because the halacha changes, but because the application changes, meaning the principle is always the same. Do we have a chazaka that people don't mind? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, it doesn't seem that people don't mind when you borrow their talus anymore. Now people are very touchy about that. First of all, if you have a brand new talus, you don't want someone else's sweat on your talus. And also he says, the cases of the talus that Shulchan Aruch is describing is people left their talus around shul. Now we fold up the talus, we put it in a bag, it's in a cubby sometimes. So a person's putting away their talus in a specific location, so it's not just being left around, that we can't so easily make the assumption that Nichalei Linish Lav and Mitzvah Monei. In the Ben Ish Chai, in Parshas Lech Lechai, says Bizman Azeh, we see most people are makbid about the talus and the tefillin, and therefore you shouldn't do it anymore without the rishus. One could argue that it's also a kula, that the svarim, that people used to be very makbid about svarim, people are not so makbid anymore about svarim. They used to be very nervous if a sefer would rip, because there was no such thing as a printing press. You couldn't buy that sefer for $15 in a local store. You couldn't, it was a major loss. If the sefer was lost, our svarim are also pretty sturdy, less of a concern that they're going to rip. They don't rip all that often from basic use. So one could argue that the chazaka has changed for the svarim as well. Okay, so says Mar Vakama Pros, when we said that the Mishnah said that when do you do the Maaser Behema? Pros HaPesach, Pros HaTzeres, Pros HaChag. Rabbi Akiva said, so what is pros? What does that mean exactly? So Perush Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Pros Pachos Mechamisha Asur Yom. It always means 15 days before the Yantif. Before Pesach, which would be the 30th day of Adar, when it's an Adar Malay, the 29th day of Adar, when Adar is Chaser, and before Shavuos is the 20th day of Iyar, and before Sukkot, the 29th day of Elul. So my mashma, where do you see that the word pros means 15 days? Amar Rabbi Avo, pros palga. Pros actually means half. So depending on the context, it's half of whatever. Kedei Achilas pras means half of a loaf of bread, right? Of the standard size loaf. So what is a pros over here? Palga demai, half of what? Palga d'ilchus Pesach, half of the time that one would have to spend studying the halachas of Pesach. Ki yad tanya, because the Braisa tells us, sho'alin v'dorshin v'hilchus Pesach, kodum Pesach, shloshim yom, that one is a chiv to learn hilchus Pesach 30 days in advance of Pesach. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, shtei shabbosos. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not 30 days, only 2 weeks. Right, it was a machlokas where we derive, in the first part of Pesach Pesachim, where we derive the halach of sho'alin v'dorshin from, and that leads you to, if you learn from Pesach Sheni, so that leads you to the idea of 30 days, because Moshe Rabbeinu was omid b'Pesach Rishon and was Masir al Pesach Sheni. Or if you learn from a different pasuk about what Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching about the Korban Pesach on the first day of Nisan, 2 weeks before Pesach Rishon. So the idea of being mafresh ma'aser behema is also considered drisha b'hilchos haPesach. Rashi Miksaviad points out, because by being mafresh ma'aser behema, it's going to make sure that there's enough meat available for Pesach, that there are enough animals available for Korban Pesach. So that's also part of dorshin b'hilchos haPesach. The Rif has a girsa, not shoalin v'dorshin, but shoalin, and that's the girsa in the Gemara in the first part of Avodah Zarah and in the first part of Sanhedrin as well, that shoalin b'hilchos haPesach lamed yom kodem haPesach. So the Rana Maseches Pesachim explains, and what the Rishonim really deal with is how to reconcile this line with the line at the end of Maseches Megillah, that it says that that we're dorshim hilchos chag b'chag, hilchos pesach b'pesach, hilchos atzeres b'atzeres. So we darshim halachos of each yantiv on the yantiv. So the Rishonim try to figure out which is it? Is it on the yantiv, or is it 30 days in advance of the yantiv? So one way to deal with it is that over here it's not dorshin, it's just shoalin. And the Ran explains shoalin means that if you have two talmidim that ask a shayla, and one of them is asking in Hilchos Pesach, and the other one is asking in some other area of halacha, and it's within 30 days before Pesach, the one that's asking in Hilchos Pesach is considered a shoal ki'inyin. He's considered on topic, and therefore you have to respond to him first. Darshan on the Chag is about that we make it the curriculum. On the Chag, we're supposed to be Doresh, the halachos of that Chag. Beis Yosef quotes two reasons why we have this takana before Pesach to darshan for 30 days, to learn the halachos for 30 days, and assuming not like the Ran, that it's not just a din shoal ke'inyin. He has two reasons why it's considered to be, why there is a special takana to learn the halachos of Pesach 30 days in advance. Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Chav Tes, in the very beginning of Hilchos Pesach, says, first of all, there are so many halachos of Pesach. The grinding of the wheat, the baking of the matzah, hagolas kelim, biur chametz, other moadim, you know, by Shavuos, there are no halachos. It's just Hilchos Yantif, there's no special halachos of Shavuos. By Sukkos, there are mitzvos, sukkah and lulav, but you don't have to learn that many dinim, because almost everything is kosher. A sukkah's ganvach is kosher. If you have shtayim kilchasim, shlishas afilu tefach, I mean, most of the time, you ask the shayla, is my sukkah kosher or not? It is. I mean, it's not that hard to make a kosher sukkah, so you don't need to know that many halachas. Lulavim and asrogim, says the Beis Yosef, rubam ksherim, most of them are kosher as well, and it's not such a tircha to make a sukkah and to buy a lulav, so you don't need to do it that much. Erev HaChag, you learn the halachos, and it will be good enough. That's how the Beis Yosef explains. Beis Yosef also says another explanation, that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah seems to imply that the reason before Pesach you need 30 days is not because of the Yom Tov of Pesach, but because of the Korban Pesach. You have to be bodek it from any mumin, so because everyone is chayiv to bring a Korban on Pesach, so you need 30 days to be Doresh in Hilchos HaPesach, so everyone will have proper Korbanos ready in advance of the Yom Tov. So nowadays, Bavanaseinu Rabbim, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Korban, but they kept the halacha of being Shaul and Vidarshin, Bilch Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach. So Beis Yosef gives us two reasons that are unique to Pesach, that it should be only a din in Hilchos Pesach. The Magen Avraham, however, disagrees, and he says, no, it's true by every Yom Tov, and his raya is our Gemara, that our Gemara Gemara implies that it's by every yontif. What's the raya? Machsa Shekel explains that the Mishnah says that there are three granules from Eisav Behema, prosa Pesach, prosa Tzeres, prosa Chag, and the Gemara explains pros means 15 days before the yontif. Why? Because it's half of the amount of time that you need to be shoal and vidarshin. So that apparently applies to Tzeres and Chag in our Gemara as well, that half of the amount of time, that's why there's such a thing as prosa Tzeres and prosa Chag. In the Bir Agra, he agrees with the Magen Avraham that as far as Sukkos is concerned, that by Sukkos you need to be shol v'doresh, but Shavuos, he says, what are you going to be shol v'doresh? There's nothing to talk about. There are no halachos of Shavuos. He brings a raya from the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin that Rav Ashi said that the Bnei Masa Mechasya are Abirei Lev, that they see the Kavanat Torah twice a year and they're so stubborn, they're not Misgayer, even though they got to see the Kavanat Torah twice a year. What's the twice a year they see the Kavanat Torah? So Rashi explains that the Jewish people get together in Adar to be Shomea the Hilchos HaPesach and in Elul to be Shomea Hilchos HaChag. Tosfos says that's why they're Abirei Lev, because it could be that there were Nisan during these times, and they're hearing about the Nisan that occurred during these times. But it seems like they didn't get together in advance of Shavuos to hear about the halachos of Shavuos. So maybe that's an indication that the Gra is correct, that two out of the three regalim have an inyan of Shloshim Yom Kodem HaRegel. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he passes like the Magen Avraham, that even by Atzeres, you have to be Dorish Kodem HaChag Shloshim Yom. It's interesting, the Gra, I think, points out that even though by Shavuos, or maybe the Magen Avraham himself, and remember, that even though by Shavuos there's no din of Shloshim Yom, but at least from Rosh Chodesh, at least from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, that much you should do, that much you should be Shol V'Dorish in advance of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. Now, Benazi Yom Ben Azai had a different shalosh granos. He had different times for these granos. He had Esrim v'tisha ba'adar, Echad b'sivan, and Esrim v'tisha ba'av. So the Gemara explains machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Azai as far as the first zman hagoren. So b'maykam ifgi Rabbi Kiva Ben Azai, what exactly are they arguing about? That Rabbi Kiva says prosa Pesach is 15 days before Pesach. Ben Azai says 29th day of Adar, which is 15 days before Pesach. They just expressed it differently. So what are they arguing about? Says Gemara, they are arguing. Rabbi Kiva Savar Adar Samach L'Nisan, Zimnin Malev, Zimnin Chaser. Rabbi Kiva says the only way to express this halach is to say 15 days before Pesach, because it's not always going to be the same calendar day, because the Adar that comes right before Nisan is sometimes a 29-day month and sometimes a 30-day month. So Zimnin Demikla B'Yom Shloshim, Zimnin Demikla V'Esrim V'Tisha. 15 days before Pesach can sometimes be the 30th day of Adar, sometimes the 29th day of Adar. That's why he wouldn't express it as a calendar date. He just said 15 days before Pesach. Ben Azai Savar, Adar Samach L'Nisan, Li'olam Chaser. Ben Azai says, no, can't happen. Adar that's right before Nisan is always going to be Chaser, can't ever be Malay. Hilkach Kviyel Ezman, Besrim V'tish V'Adar. So he was comfortable saying that it's always going to be the 29th day of Adar, because that's the only time that it could be 15 days before Pesach. Be'echad b'sivan, Ben Azai said the second goran is on the first day of Sivan, which is against Rabbi Akiva, who said 15 days before Shavuos. Aidi delo nefishi, because there aren't many behemoths that are born in such a short amount of time between Pesach and Shavuos. So yamid liktim liaser, if we do the maestros too early, we're already dealing with a fewer number of animals. So if you're going to take the maestro behema already 15 days in advance, adimati regel shalmilahu, by the time the yontif comes around, you're going to have run out of animals. You're not going to have sufficient animals to provide people for all of their yontif needs for Shavuos. But in Shavuos, aren't you eating milchigs anyway? No, you're eating milchigs in addition to eating fleshigs, but it's a din of yantif. Of course there's a achilas basar. People would eat meat for Shavuos. That's what the Ramah, when he quotes the minhag on Shavuos, to eat milchigs, does not say to eat milchigs in place of a fleshig meal. It's to eat milchigs in addition to a fleshig meal for whatever reason, whatever the different reasons are, but all the reasons seem to suggest that it's in addition to be able to demonstrate that we know the halachos, to separate between meat and dairy, or to dafka eat milchigs as a zecher to the Zayin Nekiyim, because the Shiva Shavuos are somehow a Shiva Nekiyim that we're matara ourselves, but it's not supposed to be in place of meat, it's supposed to be in addition to meat. And then on the 29th day of Av, Ben Azai said, is the time for the third Goren, which is also against Rabbi Akiva, who thought that it was 15 days before Sukkot, which is the end of Chodesh Elul. So Ben Azai L'Tameh, the Amar Halulin, Misasim B'Fnasman. This is Ben Azai L'Shitaso, because he holds that all the animals that are born in Elul have their own independent Meiser. So you want to take care of the ones from that are born before Elul, so you do that in Esrim V'Tisha Ba'av. So the Asrinu B'Yom Shloshim, so why don't we do it on the 30th day of Av? Zimnin D'Mechasrin Le'la'av Ubinin L'Mevid Hekeru B'Chadosh V'Yashon. Sometimes Bezin's Koveh, the Chodesh Av, is going to be Chaser. It's going to be only 29 days, and they're going to be Mekadish, the 30th day, as Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we need to make a Heker between the Behemoths that are born in the new Meiser year and the Behemoths that were born in the old Meiser year. So we'd like to take care of the Goren before the Meiser year is over. And Elul may already be a new Meiser year. Ben Azai holds it's at least possible that Elul is already a new year for Meiser. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Be'echad B'Nisan, Be'echad B'Sivan, and on the 29th day of Elul. That was their Shita. So the Gemara explains why Dafka these days. Be'echad B'Nisan, because Kerem Shimon Gamliel, Damar Shnei Shabbosos. They hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that Shol and Vidarshin is for 2 weeks before the Regel, and since Afrashas Meiser Beim is considered part of Hilchos HaPesach, so the Meiser prepares the animals that you're going to need for the Yontif, so the Zman Meiser is going to be 2 weeks before Pesach when it's time to prepare for Pesach. So that's why they don't say prosa regel, because it's not half of anything. It's the entirety of the time that you need to be shol in the darshan, because that's the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the entirety of the time is 2 weeks. There is no 30-day halacha according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Be'echa b'sivan kida amaran. Be'echa b'sivan, we already explained why echa b'sivan. You don't want it too long before Shavuos, because then all the animals are going to be gone already by the time you need to buy animals for Yantif. And be'esh v'tisha be'elu, and they held the 29th day of Elul, and you don't do it earlier before Elul starts on the 29th day of Av, because they hold that Echad B'Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. So Elul is still part of the previous year, and therefore that final Goren is going to be at the very end of Elul, when that whole year is already done. Why is it that we say 29th day of Elul and not on the first day of Tishrei? First day of Tishrei is kind of a busy day. It's a Yom Tov, and you can't do Meiser Behema on Yom Tov. It's Rosh Hashanah, so you're not going to do Meiser Behema on Rosh Hashanah. Frek the Gemara, why do you need that reason? Isn't there a more fundamental reason not to do it in Echad B'Tishrei? Namely that you're trying to differentiate between last year's animals and this year's animals, so you dafka make the Goren of Meiser Behema at a time that's the last day of the previous year. So why would you do it on Echad B'Tishrei? So Chada V'Od Kamar, we mean to give two reasons. Chada Divinu Mevad Akir B'Chadosh V'Yashon. First of all, we want to make a heker between last year's animals and this year's animals. V'od mipnei shu yom tov v'yev shalas or b'yom tov mishum sakarta. And also because it's yom tov and you can't be marking off the 10th animal with a stick with some red paint on it on yom tov. That's going to be a violation. Violation of what? So Rashi sounds like it's a violation of Soveya, that you're marking the wool with red paint, so that's going to be a violation of Soveya. The Rambam in the 23rd paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos sounds like it's a gzeira shema yirshom besikra, that it's an issur of roshem, which is a tolda of kosev. And the Hagos Ramach on the Rambam over there says that it can't be an issur of mesakein, that you're being just like there's an issur of being mafresh maestros on Shabbos from grain, because it's you're being mesakein your grain, because it's not not really a tikkun over here. When you have it been mafresh shumas and maisos from grain, the stuff is aser, it's tevel, so it's a real tikkun. It makes it mutar ba'achila. When it comes to maisos behema, it's mutar ba'achila anyway. The maisos just identifies a certain level of kedusha on one of the animals, but they're all mutar ba'achila anyway on a dar raisa level. Only midrabana and the raser, but still, that's not called a tikkun. So those are the three possibilities of why you wouldn't be able to do maisos behema on yom tov, either because of tzoveya, because of kosev, or because of mesakein. But it doesn't seem that mesakein is a shita of any of the rishonim, probably because there's no isser of tevel on a doraisa level, at least, prior to taking maisa behema. Rameir omer bechel bel rashon le maisa behema, benazai omer, and benazai is the one that held that ha'elulin mesasim b'fnei atzman, that anything that's born in chodesh elul has its own maiser. Satanya omer benazai hol v'alolu amukach, benazai said, look, Rameir held that rashon le maisa behema is echad be'elul, and Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon held that it's echad b'tishrei. So I don't know which way to go, ha'elulin mesasim atzman. The safest way to do it is to take maisos from those animals born in Elul on their own, and don't combine them with those that are born prior to Elul, because they may Rosh Chodesh Elul may be the new year, and don't combine them with those that are born after Elul, because Rosh Chodesh Tishrei might be the new year. So says Gemara, wait, Benazai, you're a Tana. You're supposed to be able to paskin. You're not supposed to say, oh, this one says that one says that. Oh, he's trying to be Yotze Kaladei. Also, that's how the Mishmurim paskins. I mean, that's how Achronim paskin, because we don't have the chutzpah to try to always be machria, being gedolei olam between Tanayim, Amorayim, Rishonim. But Tana's gonna think like this. So v'lechse taimi deman mistaver. Why doesn't Benazai just figure out which is the more mistaver shita and paskin that way? Unless you say Benazai doesn't have confidence that he's going to understand the shitos properly to be able to paskin one way or the other. Hatanya vatanya, but we have a brayso that tells Benazai Omer Kol Chachmei Yisrael Domin Alai Kiklipas Hashum. All of the other Chachmei Yisrael compared to me, they're like the outer peel of garlic, meaning they're like this thin little nothing compared to me. I have no problem with them. Chutz min akireh chazeh, except for that one bald guy, which is Rashi says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the only one that was intimidated, but he didn't lack for confidence. He was perfectly happy saying that all the other Chachmei Yisrael, I know what I am. They're not any greater than I am. So everyone else is able to be machriya. Benazai didn't have the confidence to be machriya. I was just listening to Rav Nassim Kamenetsky, Zichrono Livracha. He gave it because he just passed away, so I wanted to listen to some of his stuff. So he gave a lecture on the banning of his book, and all the history of the banning of his book. So he said at some point, he said, the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael that signed in it, they don't read Hebrew. So they don't read English, they only read Hebrew. So I understand, they didn't read it. Someone told them it was terrible. I understand, they signed the ban. And what about the Gedolim in America? He said, if there are Gedolim, then I'm a Gedol also. So that's okay, which is probably true. So Benazai, this Klipas Hashum, I'm not so intimidated by all of these people. So it can't be that Benazai couldn't be Machria. Says more, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mepia Shmua, Amr Mepi Chagai Zachari Malachi. If it was something that the other Tanaim said, Misvara, then of course Benazai would have been Machria one way or the other. But no, it wasn't something they said Misvara. This was a tradition they had from Chag Zechariah Malachi. How's he supposed to be Machria that? Meaning this is purely based on a Masorah. So he doesn't know which Masorah is more correct, and that's why he needs to be Choshesh for the two of them. It is interesting that he refers to Rabbi Akiva as Hakireya Chazeh. Rashi writes that it's a reference to Rabbi Akiva, Rashbam also, that it's Rabbi Akiva, and they said that he had a son named Yoshua, and that's Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha is Rabbi Yoshua, the son of the bald one, but his father's real name was Akiva. Tosus points out the name of Rabbeinu Nisim, that Kirech is said about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because in Yerushalmi he calls Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Kirech. We don't have such Yerushalmi, but apparently in Yerushalmi it says, in some version of Yerushalmi it says that way, but Tosus raises the question, it's a Lashon Gnai, it's not a nice way to refer to someone as the bald guy. So the Gemara shouldn't have used such a Lashon, even though Benazai was saying it as a Lashon B'dichusa. So Tosus quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, that Karcha, Rabbi Yeshua's father, Karcha, is actually a person's name, just like Korach is a person's name. So Karcha is actually his real name. So Benazir was saying Blashem B'dichusa. The Gemara, every time it says Rabbi Shimon Karcha, is not just identifying Rabbi Akiva as a Kirech. That's actually a person's name was Karcha. It's in fact not Rabbi Akiva. So he says, so Benazir couldn't be Machria because this came down as a Masorah from the Nevi'im, from we don't know the reason for it. So Tosfos points out in the name of Rashi that it shouldn't have said Lashon Nevuah because the Navi is not allowed to be Mechadesh Davar. So it doesn't really mean from the Nevi'im bin Nevuah. It means that it was Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's something that doesn't have a real Svara, comes from earlier generations, not based on a regular Drasha. So Tosfos raises the question that in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Rava explains the reasons of Rav Meir, Rav Blazer, and Rav Shimon based on how to darshan a pasuk. So that's a little bit difficult. To suggest that those drushos are mipian neviim. So he wasn't sure which of those drushos to follow, but it wasn't drushos that the Tanaim had come up with on their own. Tanya, be'ezitzadam banaze elul misasun atzmon. What does it mean that the elulim you take the maestros on their own independently? No dula chamish ba'av chamish ba'elul in mitzarfen. If five animals were born in Av and five in Elul, they're not mitzarfen maestro behema. Chamish ba'elul chamish v'tishrei in mitzarfen. Five in Elul, five in Tishrei, also not mitzarif. Chamish v'tishrei v'chamish v'av mitzarfen. But five in Tishrei and five in Av in the following Av, that is mitzarif because that's still part of the same year. Says Mar Pshito, everything you just said is obvious. That's what he meant, that Elul is independent. No, Mal Detem Kiech and Mavski Shana Mavski Granos Kamash Mulan. That last halacha is not so pashut. You know, you think it's pashut because obviously this Tishrei and the following Av is part of the same year. No one holds that Rosh Hashanah came in between. Yeah, but you know, it did come in between all of the Granos that we were talking about. Pros HaPesach, Pros HaTzeres, all of that happened in between. So I might have thought that from one Goren to another, you're not allowed to be Mafresh Ma'aseh Behema. So that's what Kamash Malan, that's why he wants to tell me that yes, you can. It's only from one year to the other. You can't be Mafresh Ma'aseh Behema. Kiditnan, Chamish L'Fnei Rosh Hashanah, Chamish L'Achar Rosh Hashanah, ain't Mitzdarfin. But Chamish L'Fnei Goren, Chamish L'Achar Goren, Harel Mitzdarfin. You can't be Mitzdarif. Five that were born before Rosh Hashanah, five that were born after Rosh Hashanah, but five that were born before the Goren and five after the Goren within a single year absolutely could be a mitzdarif. Amar Rav Ledivrei Ben Azai. According to Ben Azai, what do you do in the following situation? If Av El Tishrei, 3 months in a row, you have five animals born in each month, so how do you take care of it? Because you can't just combine the five in Elul with the five in Av, because they may be different years. You can't combine the five in Elul with the five in Tishrei, they may be different years. But whichever way you go, you know for sure you have a chiyuv of Maaser Behemah here. Because wherever you draw the line, there was definitely 10 that were born in 1 year. So what do? Konsan l'dir l'saser. You bring all 15 animals into the deer, into the pen, for Maaser Behemah. V'notel echad min ha'elulin. And you just make sure that the one you pick out is one of the Chodesh Elul ones. And Rashi says, it doesn't mean you get to pick out the ones that were born in Chodesh Elul, one of the ones that were born in Chodesh Elul, to be motziyit as the 10th one, because by Maaser Behemah it says lo yavaker. So you're not allowed to, it has to walk out on its own. You're not allowed to pull it out. So you can't determine which one is going to walk out the 10th. So Rashi says it has to be that the way you do the Maaser Behemah is different. You can't open up the door of the pen and let them start coming out because the wrong one might come out, and you need one of the ones from Elul to come out because that's the only one that is Vadei Chayiv in Maaser Behemah in the group. So what you have to do is you just put them all in the pen and pick one as Maaser Behemah. It's not ideal. It's not the way we prefer to take Maaser Behemah, but given that there's no choice over here, that's what you would have to do. Tosfos says, no, over here there's no Isser of Lo Yivakir. Lo Yivakir means that you're not allowed to choose a higher quality animal over a lower quality animal or vice versa. Over here you're not being Mevakir Bein Tov L'Ra. You're just being Mevakir one that's absolutely Chayiv as opposed to one that's not. So Tosfos holds you actually can see to it that the 10th one out is one of the Elulim, but you do it in the normal way by opening up the door of the pen a little bit and letting them go out one at a time. So you know Talachim Min Elulim. And then the rest are going going to be part of Rabban Avshach, because he be'achad be'elul Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah was really Rosh Chodesh Elul, de'el Tishrei mitstarfin, u'da'av peturim. Then the ones that were born in Elul and Tishrei are mitstari for Maisa Behema, and the ones in Av are patur anyway, because there were only five in the previous year. And he be'achad betishrei Rosh Hashanah, and if Rosh Hashanah is really echad betishrei, so da'av le'elul mitstarfin. The ones of Av and Elul in the previous year are mitstari for v'chiv Maisa Behema, and the Tishrei peturim, and the ones in the new year, there were only five born in the new year after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and they're going to be patur. So my amet let's start from legoran acher asiri vade amar rachman velo safek. So what are you going to do? You're going to tell me that they're not really patur because maybe when more animals are born this year, you'll combine these with the other animals that were born this year, and you'll do a Maisa Behema? No, because these might have already been included in the Maisa Behema, and in general, the rule by Maisa Behema is Asiri Vadei Amar Rachmana Velo Asiri Safek. It has to be something that's Vadei Chayiv in Maisa Behema, and anything that's already been included in a previous Cheshbon is not Vadei Chayiv in Maisa Behema. Says Mar Pshita, all of this is Pashut. Of course, you have to be Ma'aser from one of those that are born in Chodesh Elul, because if you take one of the ones that were born in Av, it could be that it's not Chayiv in Maiser. Because if the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema is Echad Be'elul, so the previous year's animals are not Baba Cheshbon, and there is no Chiv Maiser on those that were born in Av. And if you take one of the ones that were born in Tishrei, it could be that there's no Chiv Maiser, because if Echad Be'Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah, these are the following year's animals being combined with the ones in Elul, which are the previous year's animals. So all of this is obvious. It says, Marno, Ma'al Dutei Meligzer Dilma Asi L'Mishkol Mehanach Kamash Malan. I might think it's too risky a game to play, to mix together all 15 animals from Av, Elul, and Tishrei together, because you might come to take Meiser from one of the ones that are born in Av or Tishrei rather than from one of the ones that are born in Elul. You might forget that part of the deal, and you'll just take Meiser from one of the ones that were born in either Av or Tishrei. So Kamash Malan, that's why Rav is telling me, don't worry about it. We think people will follow the instructions and they'll take Meiser properly. Says the Mishnah, Be'ezet Sad Masrin, how do you do it? How do you do Meiser Behema? So Konsul Nadir, you bring all the animals into a pen, right? You put them all in a small area. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos says that even if you have 15 animals, you bring them all in, not just 10 of them, even though there's no difference. It's only going to be one Maiser Behema, until you hit the number 20, there's only going to be one Behema that's Maiser, but still, your Kons on the deer means all of them. Vosla and Pesach Kata, and then you make a little bit of an entranceway. Kadesh lo yishtai michol notzis kecha, so narrow that two can't sneak out at the same time. Umonin, and then you start counting. Echad, shnayim, shlosha, arba, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmona, tisha, and then the 10th one you mark off with a red dot, with a red line, and then you say, ah, this one is going to be Meiser. So our girsa in the Mishnah is Echad Shnayim Shlosh Arba, but in the girsa in the Mishnah is but in the Gemara, it's the way we have it in the way it appears is Aleph Beis Gimel Aleph Hevav Zayin Ches Tes, right? So it's different girsaos in the Mishnah. So this may make an afkamina in halacha. In the Sefer Minchas Avram, he writes that even though Bir Halacha in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer discusses can you be Yotzei Sfiras HaOmer that way by saying the gematria. By saying it's Yudalit, it's Tesvav, it's whatever, you know, saying the gematria of the day, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Zayin Ches Tes, he says that's not a raya to Maaser Behema, because over here the mitzvah is to be Mona the Behemos just to get to the Asiris. By Sfira, the mitzvah is to count each day for that day. So it could be that when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer and Bir Halacha says Sfira Shivanakiyim, assuming that there is such a mitzvah of actually counting Shivanakiyim, of actually saying the words of Shivanakiyim, it could be that you have to say a number, that you can't just say Gematria. But when it comes to a Sfira of Maaser Behema, where it's not really a din in Sfira, it's a din in just having the tenth, making sure that the 10th one is Maaser, so then maybe Gematria would be fine. And that's why the way we have the Mishnah is not the way I read it, but it's just Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Zayin Ches Tes Yud. Good. Lo Sakara B'Sikra, if you didn't mark it with red, Velo Mena'an, and if you didn't count all the animals, B'Shevet, with a stick, Osha Mena'an Revutz Ma'omdim, you counted them while they were lying down, while they were just standing around, Harei L'Misasrin, it does work. It counts as Maaser Behema. It's not ideal, but it counts. Hayu Lo Me'ah, let's say you know you have 100 animals. V'Natal Asara Asara Asara, and you divide them into groups of 10. V'natalechad, and then you take one from each group, ein zeh meiser. That's not called meiser. You have to have them come out and count them and mark them. Every 10th one should be marked. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Domer, meiser. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah says, no, doing that would be good enough for meiser. If you know that you have 100, you divide them into 10 groups of 10, and then you take one from each group, that's perfectly fine. Let's say you already counted a bunch of them, and one of the ones that was already counted jumps right back in to the pen, so that now they're all pater. Minamusarin, let's say one of the meiser ones that was counted as the 10th Lutochan jumps right back into the pen, and you can't tell which one it is. I don't know, I guess the red mark came off or something. So then Kulam Yiruachi Stavu, then all of them are a Suffolk meiser behema, so you have to let them graze until they develop a mum, and then via achlu b'mum on the bailum, and then the bailum could eat them with their mum. Says the Gemara Tan Rabban Beizet San Maaser Konsan Ladir Va'osalam Pesach Katan Kadei Shushai Michal Lotzis Be'echad Imoseyam Ibachutz Ve'im Ibefnim V'Golz V'Yotzus L'Krosimon. How do you lure them out? The Brisa adds this detail: you bring their mothers right outside, and they come out to their mothers. So says Rav Fufkinu in who? Why don't you just shove them out? What do you need their mothers? Yavor Ksiv V'Lo Ishayaviruhu. You can't actively push them out; they have to come out on their own. So literally, Yaakov Lipkulivase, why don't you just take some food and lure them that way? Some Rafuna Gzeru Mishum Lekuach Mishum Yasom. It's a gzera that food would lure any animal out, even a purchased animal, even a Yasom animal out. And we don't want and those aren't really chayiv in meiser. So that's why we dafka lure with one that would have a mother. A Lekuach wouldn't have a mother because you usually don't buy the mother and the offspring on the same day. Together they get separated. And obviously a yasom doesn't have a mother because that's the very definition of a yasom. It's an interesting discussion in Achronim. Is picking up a vegetable or something like that to lure an animal, is that called that you're picking it up with your hands? Meaning that the Gemara doesn't say that that's the problem, that that's the same as picking up with your hands. There's a Tosfos in Masechet Kiddushin that says the way to do Kinyan Hagbah on an elephant is by waving elephant food in front of it, and then the elephant jumps toward the food, so that's a din of Hagbah. So why not say that this is a violation of pushing it because you're luring it with food? Alright, so that's a whole big discussion, not for now. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanur Rabbanu. Thank you.